Regardless of the weather, you don't want to get bitten by a tick in this area, says Dr. Robert Lane. He's professor emeritus of medical entomology at UC Berkeley, and he's been researching tick-borne diseases since the mid-70s.
So a lot of the diseases that we studied had been understudied, and since then, a lot of new diseases have emerged.
Lane has done much of his work at the Hopland Extension Center, where he and his colleague Dr. Carrie Padgett offered a recent presentation on their findings. Padgett, who's a biologist with the California Department of Public Health, reported that Pacific Coast tick fever is one of the newest tick diseases. Only 14 cases have been reported in California since 2008, half of them in Lake County.
It primarily causes what's called an eschar, which is a deep necrotic wound. It also involves fever and headache in many cases.
Padgett says the eschars are the biggest warning sign of Pacific Coast tick fever, which is named for its carrier, a different bug than the western black-legged tick, which gives people Lyme. The eschar is a very deep scab, and several of them may appear if you have Pacific Coast tick fever. That's just what happened to the patients in Lake County. But why were those cases concentrated there?
We have some really savvy physicians in Lake County who are really adept at identifying this disease in people. It's a new disease, so a lot of physicians are not aware of it yet.
So the Department of Public Health is working to educate physicians so they know what to look for. They're also warning doctors about a disease that hasn't yet been reported in California, Borrelia miyamotoi disease, named after the bacteria that spreads it, or hard tick-borne relapsing fever. Rather than an eschar, explains Padgett, this illness is characterized by
a febrile episode. You get very sick for about 3 days, and then it resolves for roughly a week, and then you get sick again, and you have another 3 days or so of flu-like illness, and then it resolves again, and it can go on and on. Up to 13 times have been recorded. Most people go to see their doctor before that and are treated with antibiotics, and it does resolve.
But it can only resolve if the physician knows what to look for and knows that what they are seeing could be the first documented case of an illness in the state. That's why physician education is a huge priority for the California Department of Public Health. People with Lyme disease are still struggling to get properly diagnosed when their doctor doesn't have what's called Lyme awareness. That is something that Dr. Lane has witnessed during his decades of studying tick-borne diseases. Now, semi-retired after 40 years in the field, Lane says he tried to stop researching ticks, but he couldn't quite do it.
You're never finished. You never feel like you've done enough, no matter how long you've worked at this. Because every few years, new tick-borne diseases are discovered. And with global climate change, more diseases will show up at higher elevations. Right now, many of our tick-borne diseases, with a few exceptions, tend to occur at low to mid elevations and not higher on the mountains. There may be more occurrence of tick-borne diseases at some of the higher elevations above 5,000 feet. And then latitudinally, as global climate change continues, we're apt to see some of the distribution of tick-borne diseases expanding northerly as well.
Dr. Lane isn't finished with his work yet, and even when he is, new diseases will continue to emerge while the familiar ones may change. I'm Valerie Kim for KRCB's North Bay Report.